How do we get chew up?
No, simcha. When it comes to simcha by being fully filled with simcha, is that we are close to Hashem, that we can serve Hashem, that we can remember the miracles of Hashem, as Nosenzal says. Nosenzal explains a very deep point. Nosenzal asks, sharp question, why, what benefit is there celebrating holidays? We celebrate Pesach, Sukkot. What do we celebrate? The fact that the Jews were in Egypt and that they were taken out of slavery. For this, we should leave simcha, simcha. Now, how can we leave simcha, let's say, a couple of decades ago, the time of World War II, when the Jews were in Europe, during the Nazi Holocaust? At best, they were concentration camps. At worst, they were being burned at the stake, being gassed. How can a Jew then say, you're very happy celebrating, he's overjoyed that that thousands of years ago our ancestors left Egypt? How could they say then, or even today? No, Jew today has problems, business problems, family problems, all types of worries. He lives in a land of Golos, he lives in a land where there are Sidi Yisrael in abundance. So we should say today, we celebrate that it was a time when we left Egypt. Today, we are B'nai Chayim. We lived in the desert, and Hashem gave us the sukkahs, the really covered clouds and covered. This is our great celebration, this is our simcha. Why celebrate that type of simcha? What has it got to do with us today? Our time, what do we have to celebrate about as a Jew? Celebrate that Shemaya Sadi Gai. Celebrate Hashem gave us the Taylor. That's what I'm trying to say. Why go back thousands of years and that should be our main celebration, our holiday, the simcha of the past? Is the greatest, of course, is just to be happy about the fact that our forefathers left Egypt in, our forefathers sat in the tents in the desert. That itself isn't really tragic. Point is that simcha should be still in us, not for them, but for now, still in us for now, that just as Hashem did, at least our forefathers in those days, that's how we have this firm Buddha, unswerving faith. Hashem, no miracle across the world. The Jew has got the sword on his throat. If he's in the Gesher, still says, states emphatically, Ma'amin, the Shleimah, the Buddha said that Hashem can, will save us now. The Simcha of knowing that there is a Shkacha Pratis, no time ever has shown. Usually the eyes of Hashem turning away from the Jews. No time is there sleep above. A woman of Isha Shem Yisrael, guardian of Israel, never sleeps. Never removes his Ashkacha Pratis from the Jews. Only that Hashem watches us over us constantly. This is the biggest simcha possible. How we get to this feeling, to this simcha, by celebrating the past just as we have done. Just as Hashem did for the Arisid of those days, that's how too Hashem is doing the Sakash of Holy Abuna and will continue to do with us now. This is the biggest simple possible. Now that he's going to seek to be above, they seek to be ruling, they seek to be in power, they seek to be. But who do they have? They have a clear. Hashem is definitely not on their side. Hashem is on our side. The very temporary, seemingly mirage, illusionary type of victory on their part. Truth is that Sfas Emes Kaidinis Ma'at, Sfas Emes Tikai Ma'at, Lady Kaddish said, one of the Abikursis once asked Asher, really, Anon, one of the Rabbi Yimaran, was a government, that you Jews boast, pride yourselves that you have what's right. You are the ones that are chosen by Hashem. Says of the Sfas Emes, Tikkun Ma'at, the truth is that which will remain solidly above. Now, you're way down, you're downtrodden, you're nothing. The Goyim are up. This shows the Goyim have the truth on their side. And the third, of course, they don't understand the simple word. Right, at least I first want to stress the fact again. After a mitzvah is over with, it's very consoling, very heartening to know that Baruch Hashem has been accomplished. Everyone who was day yesterday should be the emes moi simcha, because whatever proximity, whatever closeness we had to the avodas zarah yesterday, today we are much closer. Just by having come to the Hevua, especially this morning, coming to the minyan of Sikin, Hashem avodas zarah. This is the avodas zarah's minyan. This guaranteed is the only minyan in America, the only breast of the America today. No question about that. So this is where avodas zarah is done. Well, Hashem for that. Also, for that too, those who expended effort, time and effort and work yesterday on the Hevulah, you know that every step taken, each step, each action, each motion, each aver of the body that is used to work on the Hevulah is itself a second thought. The Hevulah itself set by envy, the Kedusha, the dust under the feet of those who come to me. Come to me, the man said, just the dust under your feet is so holy, like the dust of Gan Eden, which is a very special type of heavenly dust, stardust. This is that, as it came, it helped work. Of course, the submitting to the work afterwards is the part that undoubtedly has the most power, because that's the part that's the glorious. Going to it, everyone is anxious. Leaving wants to so-called bother with cleaning up afterwards. Party is over. Why bother then? That's when the main scar comes in. That's when there are a number of shoes in heaven. Zayn could have said that the king invites certain people to his party, his discussions, and after the regulars leave, then he has a special party for those who are close to him. This is the new ones, it's hinted at, in the Megillah. It says a Malach HaShvedosh made a party 180 days. This means that Kaviyachal Hashem makes a feast for all those who are close to him. And then when he sends all these away, he has a real close ones for these 7 days. The actual part of the spheres themselves, that's the ones that he made afterwards. That cleaning up job, that's the main big ones. At any rate, everyone, Baruch Hashem, was there. The very much Moli Simcha, we hope that we will have accomplished the purpose of becoming closer to the Avodas Zarah, closer to Hashem. Now, just to add one word, this is may not be halacha, but it is halacha. What the halacha is, it's supposed to have Emunah Shleima Bias HaMashiach. Okay, that's a definite halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, Gemara says, these are made, these halachas, to elaborate slightly on that, in reference to Sukkos, we say, in the Sukkah, we the Sukkah, we have a special tefillah. This is for next week of Shmini Atzeres. Tefillah for leaving the Sukkah, we say Hashem, just as we have fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkah, we have sat at this Sukkah, so shall we be zecher this coming year to sit in the Sukkah of the Lev Yosef. Sukkah of Lev Yosef means the Sukkah's Eidesh Lev Yosef. Sukkah of the skin, the hide of the Lev Yosef. Lev Yosef is a very giant-sized fish, so big that it could destroy the world. Hashem took this fish, salted it for a long safekeeping, saved it. When the Mashiach comes, Hashem will make a special feast for the tzaddikim, will be given from this fish. The Nizal says that Sel agrees on this, that we cannot say Yosef means literally a fish. We eat from this fish. That type of fish, the chal, is not a kosher fish. You eat from this fish for one thing. Secondly, speaking now about actually FPS Mason, who's going to have, or heaven, as soon as Yosef Lovai, we can speak about fish, Gashmias, take a food. So therefore, there must be something in this. Plus the fact that we say we should be zechah to eat in the sukkah made out of the skin of Yosef. The word sukkah means schach, not the walls. The schach requires something which grows from the ground. It doesn't come from the ground, it came from the water. How could that be kosher if it's schach? Hollow. So therefore, the pshat here means that the schach for a Jew who does mitzvahs is limited at present. Why? Because the same as in punishment, when a Jew passes away and comes before the heavenly court, they take the neshama before the heavenly court, they start taking it into account. why did you commit this sin? Why did you fail to do this? Why did you do this act that was wrong? Why did you eat this treif item? And the Shema says, me, I'm innocent. I'm completely innocent. This character was lying in the grave now. That's the one that did the sin. He sat down and he ate. I don't have any hands or feet or mouth. I don't have anything physical to eat or do. I have no typhus. That crummy body I was with, that's the one that did all, cleared all the sins. The heavenly court, which is guided by mind and justice, so it's fine. Bring up that crummy body. Body is not for the heavenly court. It's charged. You committed these sins, these acts. Body says, he committed those acts. Look at how quiet. Me, that gave the action a life then. So if you want to really believe someone, it's the Shema. The Gemara says, what does the heavenly court do? They take the body, they put the Nishum into it, they say, now, stop excusing yourself, we have both of you together. You did the sin, pay for it, and punish for it. Pay for it, punish for it means that the Nishum of Nefesh goes to get the show. And the body goes to the grave where it is mutilated, eaten by worms, and suffers. Both suffer for the sin. The question is, very nice. All right. Sins, you got to pay for it. What about mitzvahs? What about reward? After a short period of time, the neshama is taken out of Gehenna, sent to Gan Eden, and there it begins to enjoy itself with a heavily rewarded Gan Eden. What about the body? The body disintegrated, lies there in the grave, little bits of gold left in its soul. Where is the fairness? If the body is taken into account, sins committed, the body should be given a reward too. Same reward as the neshama. In all fairness, the answer is, in a Hanabi. That's what Tiyas HaMesim is all about. This is all temporary now. The Shema has created the rewards, it does the body waste of Tiyas HaMesim at that time, and then there is this combination, this attachment, this merging between the body and soul. Both then enjoy the rewards for the mitzvahs they perform. The word Levi means attached. As Leah said, when she gave birth to a third son, Levi, Atoyi Love Ishiye Lai. Levi is now my husband, become much closer attached to me because I gave birth to a third son. So this is what's meant by Livial son, the attachment, the relation, the merging of body and soul. That is what we look forward to, that Suda, that feast. That feast at that time, we will enjoy the feast of the Livial son. What is meant by the Sukkah? Because the true feast is always, always the merging of the two. Hashem is very particular about the husband and wife living together in peace. Because if they live together in peace, Kaviyachal, there is then peace above in heaven between Hashem and the Shekhinah, between the king and queen. Therefore, Hashem desires peace and allows a lot of things. A lot of things are permitted in order to keep the peace. You're allowed to tell a white lie, you're allowed to erase Hashem's name to make peace between husband and wife. So important is this peace. Or in order to keep this union, this yichud between husband and wife, and above all, yichud l'mal. That's what's meant by it. Also, this yichud, this merging between the lower husband and lower zachar and the kevah. The zachar is the neshama, the kevah in comparison to the body. This merging of the two bring about then the merging of Kaviyachal Hashem, Yudke Mavke, the Shekhinah HaOdal Mezud, which is Yimati Yal Sukkah. That's the Sukkah of the Yosef. They should both be from the Mala and the Yimati. That's what the scholars reserve under that. Yitlid, Kaloy, Yadidu, which you see with our eyes, the coming of Mashiach, Yeshua, Shlema, the Kali Yisrael, the Yimati, the Yimati, the Shulchan of itself. Himself said that she said, must be one who at least is clear of sin. He never committed a sin as you. He's an old man, never committed a sin as you. If he committed a sin once, he's not fit to be still seen. If he committed a sin, this is one of the having discussed in your mind. That's difficult to understand. If he committed a sin in his youth, and as an elderly person, he cannot dive into the shoddy of kippah for the other. But he did chew before it. That's what we're doing for the other. Question is, by Shakti's Chayyah of Al that you didn't leave room for anybody. Which person could say, honestly, I never committed a sin in my life? Of course, the didn't say it applies to a serious sin. Even still, no matter how serious the sin, what happened to the quality of tshuva? What happened to the quality of tshuva mi'ava? A tshuva can erase a sin. A tshuva can even transform a sin into a mitzvah. This is one of the very difficult items in Shulchan Aruch, difficult to understand. And I have never yet received a satisfactory answer. I spoke between the Dale and so about it. And just shake their heads and say, well, it's, for them it's very simple. And they say, so what? You've been a sin. It's simple as that. They have nothing to worry about. You deal with them. So that's why they could be only tillis, which means nothing to be annoyed. Listen to a good Baal Torah, follow a good Baal Torah. Do the Emes Tshuva, Adoi, shows me Kabo our Tehillah, because Hashem wants our Tehillah, Hashem desires our Tehillah, Hashem daven with true Kavona, our Tehillah should be the Skago, that love our Tehillah for Yishmosa Kvini Kalayin, should be left to see the Shia this day, in this Mikdash, don't forget tonight at 7:30, the base size 7:30 here. 7:45 we daven tomorrow. Sure, there's a minute. 7:45 we go right into the second busy on daven. Tomorrow is 7:45 the shul downstairs, right into the second busy. I'm still, you know, we have to pick up
the bullet is bound together with three hadassim on the right side of the lug, two on the left side. And literally, it's both the held together, we just said a brachas. Have the Esrik touch the. According to the Arizal, the hadassim are not three on the right. The three are spaced one on the right, one on the left, and one in the center. So it is good to establish that this is the Arizal did. We always follow Arizal, but this. Kavanah is so great, separation of the Yudin, Sigyon, and Emsah, great, as this stands for, as we said, there are seven parts for these four mitzvahs, three hadassim, two alavis, is five, Ulam is Yisrael, alavis, of course, and that's a five, Ulam is Yisrael, and the Yisrael is not Yisrael, these seven spheres, but it says in Spanish that do something like this, the space, the deep thing is that way, requires a tzaddik. My goal is very pure. We cannot put ourselves in that category. We have to do it in a modest way, placing the three hadassim in the right corner of the left. There are certain people who do, but this way it's again the entire universe, self-sulfur, and say do this. For some reason they are, they should follow our concept, because they use the rule of the right or the left piece, right in the corner. But the support to know that the custom really is that didn't mean to put it in a proper way, no one puts it back, and then someday when he's out there, he's just going to be doing it properly. And the dozen placed in a proper order, the professor on the right, the one on the left of the Pharisees. Always keep the will of itself, because that has a shadow of spine, that's a smooth, wide thing. That spine must always be facing you. Always follow the will spine facing you. And then you don't want to put the hadassim. Turn it around, you want to be fine. You have the hadassim on the right side of the square, basically. It should be bound with the strip of the lulav, three knots, plus four cords higher up. Three knots is going to be enough. And the binding, of course, you need a special type of cloth. For some people who are adept at making this, those who are, should help others binding the lulav better. Very big difference. Again, so the person should speak to it, the rule of his rule, full of an Esrei. Now, the fact that a Sregen, a daily mitzvah, is a fruit that is bought by itself, should cost a dime, a quarter, maybe a little bit area. People pay for a Sregen $40, $50, $100, and more. People pay over $100 for Esrei. When they know that this mitzvah is the mitzvah is Venice. Soon, with Passover, and after the seventh day, you cannot trade in that Esrei anything. Here you get back $20 on your $100 Esrei. possible. So people, if they want to get a kosher one, a cheaper, why do they buy a better one? Pass the item. Reinhardt said that subconsciously, Jewish Neshama is so holy that it realizes the importance of this message. Subconsciously, even if it's a regular Jew, a good one, a Jew, it will never grow to expense when it comes to business. Big expense when it comes to Essex. Somehow, the wealth of big expense. I want to spend the person who spent $10 for Essex. They wouldn't dream of spending that kind of money for any other kind of business. That's because subconsciously the Neshama of the Jew knows that this bit of Essex is one of extreme beauty. The fetus. This is the quality of the Bahamas. Then it was said that what the Jews are, that they have this profound power in them, subconscious power that brings out the desire for going at this law with ego. The basic ego is the worst. The mitzvah always refers to Essex and Hegel. This is the reason for it. So, the person should strive to own his own Essex rather than circumvent it by borrowing. You borrow, of course, you're not getting it. You have to borrow one. You have to, you have to make a rule, you have to ask the person to give him, give you his as a gift. You finish making the brothel, you return it to that person as a gift, and you actually must include it yourself. It's better, a person could buy his own, have his own, a sacred power. Even this, you know, the gifts it would be brothers, and he knew his, and he had a for you, and he knew something. So, this is, this is over. So, simple. Thank you.